What would it be like to embrace your difference every single day, to no longer be the square peg that's trying to fit into the round hole, and to no longer have to try and create your life the way that other people do that doesn't really work for you? What would it take for you to find the way that you can be the difference in the world that you truly be? I'm Diva Diaz, and I'd like to welcome you to Deadly Different. Thank you for listening. What if your difference is the gift that you can be in your own life and to the world?
Hi everyone, welcome to Deadly Different. I am here in Prague with my lovely friend, Veronica.
Hello,
who everybody. Officially my first guest on the Deadly Different Lives and Podcast, which I'm so happy about. Veronica works with me in my Thunder, which is a group of dragons. So I don't have a team, I have a Thunder. And we have been hanging out all day and we have been extrapolating creative ideas and talking about business and all the stuff that we love. And today we're going to be talking about wealth versus riches. So there's so much that we could talk about with regards to this. But before I do begin, since we are live on Facebook and on YouTube, please write in your comments. Let us know where you're watching from. We'd love to see where you are in the world. And if you've got any questions, as always, please write them in there as well. Now, I wanted to talk about wealth versus riches because it's something that affects every single area of our life. It's not just about money. It's not just about cash. So the main difference between wealth and riches is that this is when I try and say so many things at the same time and I just combine words, is that riches is what we are told will give us the result that we want in life. So when we have riches, or when we're trying to get riches, we're trying to prove that we've got money, we're perhaps living beyond our means just so that we feel like we're rich or that our neighbors can see that we're rich. And it's always about this proving and having to get this result, which there's nothing wrong with, but you could also have wealth, which is very different, because if you're functioning from wealth, then you're actually functioning from the wealth of possibilities. Somebody who is wealthy can have multi-millions in the bank and they won't have to always get a limo or a private jet. They could just as happily get on a train and really enjoy it. They could just as happily be riding their bike, wearing, I don't know, flip-flops. What do people wear when they ride bike? I clearly don't ride a bike. Or wear flip-flops since I live in England and my feet would be soaking wet. But the point is, it's not about the proving, it's about choosing what actually enriches your life and gives your life that sense of wealth. So we were having a little chat just before and wondering, like, what are some different areas in our lives, you know, where the difference between riches and wealth has been quite obvious. Do you have an area in your life?
But this is also, like, when you are saying rich, what I do perceive is actually like it's this material stuff, mm-hmm. like to have the material things. Even but when you say the wealth, it's like the energy of, you know, you don't have to have this material thing. Yeah. It's just the energy, like, yes, like the money is there.
It's so true.
Which is so different, like, for me.
Yeah.
And I never actually put the attention on those things. So I was always saying, oh, I would like to be rich. But now I'm like, no, I would like to be wealthy.
Exactly. Wealthy, yeah.
And have so, wealth. Yes.
It's so true, it's because the other thing as well is that riches can include wealth.
Exactly.
Oh, sorry, riches. Wealth includes riches. Now I'm just saying things back to front as a little test. wealth can include riches. So you can have the nice material stuff. But riches doesn't always include wealth.
Yes.
You know, it doesn't always include that wealth of possibilities. I mean, I know for myself that I've had times when I've had a good amount of money and I have been still having some kind of worry about money. So it's actually never really been about the money, you know, and then there have been other times where I've had, like, I don't know, no money in my life where I've been like, but I've got so many possibilities. There's so much wealth available. Yeah, which is such an interesting, you know, thing to look at, and it's really like a huge topic too, you know, so we're just kind of introducing it here to see what, yeah, like What else?
And this is also what we are talking about the financial reality, like to be clear on what you are creating, what you're spending. And this is also for me, like when you have this knowledge, it's kind of like, wow, you can be wealthy because you know how to trade your money and trade your stuff. But when you're rich, I don't know, there's not that energy for me, like,
yeah,
being clear on what you are creating and how you are creating and how you are spending your money and earning your money. So that was a nice conversation we had today as well.
Yeah, that's so, and I love that you've actually just mentioned that, because what we were talking about was, you know, like how we were raised and how we were like, we don't really have the point of view that like our parents really messed us up. Like, you know, and some of you will know my background. I had a bit of a crazy childhood at points, but it's like whatever it was, and I'm grateful for all of it. But we were talking about how our parents, you know, had a few like tips for us from when we were very young that were actually very helpful for us. And one of the similarities was that both of our, you know, my mom and I think
my dad.
Your dad, right, said, don't get into debt, you know, if you can avoid it. And so we've never had any debt in our life, which is a huge gift. And then we started talking about what Veronica mentioned, which is getting really clear on your finances, like what's coming in, what's going out. And the interesting thing is a lot of people will see that as something that's very confrontational to look at. Like if you look at it and you don't have a ton coming in, then there's something wrong with you. But you don't have that point of view.
No.
What is your point of view about it?
Well, my point of view, like, I love to look at actually my financial reality, even though I don't have that much time, but it will change. But when you actually see how you function and what you need to have a life you desire and what are you spending, it's so much easier than to actually focus on what you would like to create, because you know where you are at that point.
Yeah.
So it's easier. And it's actually, for me, it's clearing and cleaning as well this location about the money, so you will know like how much do you require for creating the life you desire, and as well, you know, like it's I don't know how to explain that, but it's much easier. It's it like is. This
Although it's a clarity as well, because it's not like fuzzy and confusing. You know, whereas with I don't know, like so many people that I know, and you know, so many people that I've worked with too, it's like money is an area that you just avoid.
Yes.
And so it's like, yeah, I would like more money. Yeah, I want to be like a bajillionaire, blah, blah, blah. But it's more like a hope and a wish, really, because you actually have to be willing to do some things. It's like, if you want to learn to ride a bicycle, I'm not saying I do, by the way, I'm terrible. So that's not at all what I'm implying. But if you're somebody, you know, who as a child was taught to ride a bicycle, I wasn't, then you don't just sit there wishing for it. You have to take some steps and you have to try some things out and physically get out there and do stuff and perhaps stumble and fall a little bit, and maybe not, you know, but you have to actually do some things. And with money, it's so interesting how there's such a conflict that we tend to have, which is I would like more, but then I'm not really willing to take the pragmatic steps, the action. And the interesting thing that you've mentioned a lot about is the clarity that it brings you. And one thing that we also spoke about today, we had a very productive, you know, creative day conversing. And one of the things that we spoke about too is how a lot of people tend to think that if you're somebody that is very organized, that that's being too much of a control freak. And don't get me wrong, it can be that. Okay, I'm not saying it's not. But organization is actually also functioning from chaos and from creativity. If you're willing to actually be organized, what you're saying is, do you know what, universe, do you know what, me, I can actually handle this. I've got my finger on the pulse. I have clarity and I know what the next steps are. I know what's required. That's actually a form of chaos and creativity, whereas most people think that that is not, they think that that's putting a lot of order into you know, whatever it is that you're looking at. But the order only comes when you're judging it, and the clarity.
And this is with the clarity is as well, like what I am getting now, that you need to be willing to actually work for that. Because when you have lots of money, you need to be willing to know how to function with them, you know, because it's not only that you will receive lots of money and you have like you need, there is a job behind that as well. You need to have, you don't need to have it, but there's accountant, you need to, you know, mm-hmm. count the money, you need to how to do taxes and all the stuff, yeah. which is not always easy. For example, for me, taxes, it's like a nightmare.
I hate it for a lot of people.
But when you do it, and you do it like like in a good way, then it's a release for my body and also for me, because I now can start create again.
Yeah.
Because I got rid of the, you know, the of the things I don't like.
Yeah.
But if you are willing to go through that and you will do step by step, and you will get clarity also on those things, like what is, like what is this you need to do with the money, then it will be much more easier to create.
Absolutely. And it does, it creates this relief, like this space as well, where you can actually have more coming in. Because if you're avoiding anything in your life, or avoiding looking at anything, that's an area that cannot grow in your life. And how many of us were taught to avoid looking at money. And I'm not saying that you were taught this by your parents, blame everything on your childhood. No, but I just mean society. It's not like we're really well educated on this stuff, you know. Just like you were saying, we tend to have this belief that if we're going to have more money coming in, it's going to be so much more work. Well, yeah, but is it really that much more work than stressing out every day about it? Or then constantly, you know, trying to function from riches where you're like wanting more money, but not really willing to have the clarity, proving to yourself and to others, like all of that stuff. And I think for me, one of the things that I became clear on when I started Access Consciousness 14 years ago, very long time ago, is that whatever work I had to put into getting really, really clear on my finances was always going to be a lot easier than the work of stressing out about money. Like, and that's a choice that you have to be willing to make. And that's actually the wealth too, because that's the wealth of possibilities, knowing that, okay, whatever this is, I can handle it. And the fact is, your financial reality is what it is. Your situation is what it is, whether you choose to avoid it or have clarity. So you may as well have clarity, because it's still going to be what it is. You avoiding it isn't going to change any of it.
And usually what happens is that harder it looks, easier it is.
Yeah, it's so true.
It works for me so much. But like, if there's something I really don't want to do because it looks complicated, it looks that I will never get over it, it's when I will take action, it's actually more easy than I ever thought. So I'm like, oh, that was easy, okay, what's next?
I love that. I love that. So, you know, I think if you would like to start having more clarity on your financial situation so that you can have a sense of wealth in terms of, okay, so what else is possible now? What are some new ideas, some new possibilities, some new revenue streams, you know, which we can have a look at on another episode. The key thing is sit down, make a spreadsheet for yourself or however you want to do it, and write down everything that you have coming in every month, and then write down what you've got going out. And this isn't about cutting down or setting budgets or doing any of that stuff. It's for you to have clarity. And then the third thing that you can do if you're super smart is write down what you would like to be making every month and what you would like to be spending every month. Because once you have that clarity, suddenly it starts to become more of a reality, rather than walking around going, oh, I'd like more money. Yeah, I'd like to be able to afford this dinner, which really means I'd like, I don't know, an extra 200 euro, for example. And then the next day going, well, I'd like to be a multimillionaire. And then the day after that saying, well, I don't have any money. And you're up and down and up and down without any real clarity as to what it is that you're asking for. But it suddenly becomes, even in your own mind and energetically, starts to become more of a reality once you actually write this stuff down.
And for me, in this tip is actually also, I will always try to imagine how is it, like if I will go to the spa, you know, and then now you will function from this energy, like, oh, so let's play, not in the way like, oh, I can't offer this, but I would like to have this.
Yeah.
Just go from that energy, like, oh, I want this. That would be so much fun. So what else can I add into that list?
I love that.
Because then there is this energy like of the playfulness and fun. And then it's the energy that creates.
Yeah. And you allowing yourself to be that for that moment. Like, oh, this is what it would be like to have that, rather than just looking at what you're lacking, which so many people do. You know, how much do we look at what we don't have rather than look at what we do have? And whatever you put your focus on is going to grow. You know, we all know this. It can be said in a million different ways. It can sound cheesy or not, but it just is, you know. And so what if you do start asking yourself, okay, so what can I be grateful for today for my financial reality? Mm-hmm. Even if it is that you realize that things are a complete mess, what if you could be grateful for having that awareness so that you can actually handle it now?
Love this.
Thank you so much for being on with me.
Thank you for inviting me.
And thank you guys for listening and for watching. We hope that you've enjoyed it. And if you have liked this video and this podcast, please click like. Please share it with your friends and your enemies too, with everybody. And I look forward to seeing you all next week. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to this episode. I hope you're enjoying the podcast. Please make sure to follow or subscribe on your favorite listening platform. You can also find out more about me and the tools of Access Consciousness on my website, divadiaz.com.